Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Okay. Now, if you if you call up our website, KCNR 1460, what you do then is you go to Free Fire Radio. Click on our photo, go to Free Fire Radio, and there's a bunch of photos there of the gold diggers. Because today is a special day. We're going to have many of the gold diggers calling in today and talking about what it was to be with Dean Martin and Bob Hope and, all of Linda's sisters. But she's going to talk about that. But we're joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Bad Bob, I have one bit of advice for you. You better make sure those phones are working right. Because if they aren't, what's left of the hair of your face will be shredded. She'll make you go in there and sit in a room with a dog that's got gas problems.
Not the dog.
That's been the other intro today. As we brought the Elk Killer in, and Elk Killer has obviously eaten something that's just causing all types of havoc in the studio.
She knows that we're heading off somewhere special. So, well, good morning, North State, and for those of you who are streaming from around the country and the world, knowing that some of your favorite Dean Martin gold diggers are calling in today. I'm sure you have some people in Pennsylvania and Chicago and York, maybe even Greece, because one of the girls has come in from Greece, and she'll be calling this morning. We actually have two lines, so we'll have the girls calling in increments of 10 minutes. When we start off, we want to share with you what's happening. We're going to be trekking down to the Palm Springs area, and we're going to have a gold digger reunion. There'll be seven of us that will be reminiscing about our times with Dean. It's at the theater in Indian Wells. But I would like to start off the morning with the gal who's put this whole thing together. She used to be the dance captain, but to go on beyond the dance captain of the gold diggers, Patty is a philanthropist. She's a producer of television and radio, and she's really, really definitely in the mix. She and her husband, Dale, have been doing incredible things to help our world for many years. She's a wonderful talent and somebody who I had the great privilege of sharing the stage with. Won't you please welcome Patty Grabeau. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're rested.
Oh, I am. I'm just so excited. I'm having a cup of coffee thinking, oh, my gosh, in a couple of days I'll be having coffee with you. How fun is that?
Well, tell us, now, I read in the email a couple of days ago that you were going to be singing and performing, and you do so many wonderful, so much charitable work in Palm Springs. I missed what you did a couple of days ago, even though,
well,
I know you do daily things, but what
thanks. A couple of days ago, I did an event for, as you know, we're a great community for a lot of a resort area, so a lot of different conventions come in here, so I performed for one of the conventions.
Oh!
It was a lot of fun. 9:30 in the morning singing, Linda. You know what that's like. Hello.
Well, so were you doing Dean? Were you doing like a tribute to Dean plus your, history of your life?
I pulled quite a few of the songs that I did in the Sinatra show where I performed for Frank Sinatra's birthday party in December. So yes, I show footage of some of the clips of our past with Dean and Frank and different people, and also sing some. And then I do a story called Gold Digger Digs Deep, talking about reinvention and talking to people how they can pull from their past, present, and turn it into something amazing, and of which you've done many times, and each of us as gold diggers have done many times. We've reinvented, and that's one of the things I really want to touch on in our conversation and performance on Saturday.
And so you have created this event, and tell our listeners, as many people are tuning into KCNR, tell our listeners what this Saturday event will be like.
Okay, the event is benefiting CSUSD, Cal State University, San Bernardino Desert Campus, at the Indian Wells Theater, And we've done a series of conversations with whereby the proceeds do benefit education. And I've had the great honor of interviewing Peter Marsh and some other greats, but I'm just delighted that we'll have an evening with the girls. They're doing this complimentary. It'll be about an hour and a half production whereby we'll be showing some clips, talking about who we were as girls, who we are today, and who we are in the future. And we are going to do a song. So anyone who is in this area, the greater Palm Springs area, over the weekend, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, you can call the box office, and that number is 760-341-2883, Cal State University. And if you mention, you say it's Patty Special, you may get a special prize in the future.
Great, Patty. Oh, Patty, could you stay with us? Because we have to take a break. Of course,
sure.
No way to give love to our advertisers. Coming back, we'll have Patty Grabeau with us, formerly Patty Pavar from the Gold Diggers, and we would love to. In fact, Carl is here.
I'd like to ask a question when we get back.
Hey, Carl.
How are you?
He's going to be part of this, too.
You know,
so.
I get to carry bags, and I understand that, hold mirrors, but that's just part of being the deal, you know?
And you get to meet the girls
the girls, though. Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back as soon as we make these announcements. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Okay, the one time that you mess up.
We had a little New York from Frank Sinatra.
That one time Bob messes up in 843 attempts.
I don't know, at 9 o'clock in the morning you might have to do start spreading the...
Oh, I know, hello.
There it comes.
Here it is. Better late than never, right? It's like, how many times do you remember waiting to go on stage, Patty, and think, oh...
I have one phrase, damn you, Bill Gates.
You know what? You were just one step.
No, actually, I heard something about estrogen toxicity.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to have Carl check for that when he gets back from his trip.
No, that was good. Leave those mics on.
Leave
there.
Those mics on.
You're two steps closer to that dog. Hey, Patty.
Carl, we can't wait to meet you.
Well, I can't wait to meet you all. And
we're just going to have so much fun. All I can say is just get ready to laugh, because we're going to have a hootie-hoo time.
Well, I have a hootie-hoo time right now. I don't know how many hootie-hootiers I can get, but I like
that. Ask your question.
Okay, give me a story about Linda.
Oh,
about
okay.
Linda?
Yeah.
Where do I start?
Just one.
I have to tell you, Linda has always, from the first day I met her, she came in and she, you know, those big, beautiful brown eyes of hers. She comes in and she was like wide-eyed and full of talent and ready to learn. She's always been eager to learn more and more and more. And her talent is like, it's volcanic. It's just explosive. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I'm just in great awe of her. She's always been like a little sister to me, and I'm getting a little choked up here, but I'm just very proud of her. So I can't specifically say one story. It's kind of like an overall picture for me.
Oh, so she didn't like have her dress on backwards or anything?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that if that happened.
Okay.
Because then she wouldn't be perfect, and she's perfect, Carl.
Okay, I'm signing off at this point.
Oh, Patty.
You can dig, get some dirt from some other girls, but you're not going to get it from me, haha.
Patty, the only thing I've ever heard about you and your family has been nothing but outstanding.
Okay, Patty, so now, and lovely. In fact, you tell us a little bit about what your daughter's doing. I'm sure our listening
Actually,
audience...
She's going to be coming back to California. I'm so excited.
That's
she's
very
been,
exciting, but
yes,
she was in Washington.
For law school, so I'm very, very happy about that. She's been in D.C., for 2 years working, and then she was graduated from the University of Southern California, and she's bless her heart, she's just a real good girl with a good head on her shoulders, and she's very active in the community as well. Like the two of you, that's such a part of our life, believing that you have to give back, that it's our responsibility, not something that we should do, it's what we must do. So she's very involved in the community, and we're very proud of her.
Well, thank you. I can't wait for Carl to meet everybody up there. And we'll see you this weekend.
You got
and,
it, kiddo.
And if you want to know more about Patty, tell us about your email, because you're so involved. You're producing a bunch of stuff right now, right?
Yeah,
I understand
I'm
you're working
host,
these incredible
right,
hours.
I'm the host of a couple of shows, Leading Experts and Ask the Lawyer, in the film at Palm Springs Studios. Which is in La Quinta, California. Go figure that. But anyway, you can go to pgshow.com and see a lot of the stuff that's going on with me.
Okay.
It's all good.
Well, thanks, Patty.
Can't wait to meet you.
I'm sure some of the other girls are going to be calling in a few minutes.
Okay, God bless you, and thanks again for your service to our country.
Oh.
Girl.
Well, thank you very much. It was an honor.
Thanks, Patty. Okay. Bye.
Okay, let's go to line two here. Nick.
Yes, hey, good morning.
Nick, you're on KCNR.
Hey, how are you?
We're great.
Fine, how are you doing?
We're great. We hear you. We wanted to make a little room for you in between the girls calling in from all over the country for the Gold Digger reunion. And I know that we got a call from you because we want our listeners to know you have something very special coming up our community needs to take part participate in March 31st. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what's going on, and the book that you're going to be representing.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for taking the time to put me on this morning. I really appreciate it. You know, as everybody knows, the economy is circling the drain, and according to Henry S. Dent, you know, it tends to look like it's going to get worse. And there's really an opportunity for Reading businesses to learn the tools that they're going to need to learn to compete against Internet companies, against emerging franchises, against company-owned retailers that will be moving into the area over the next decade. 10 years ago, I stood up on that very same stage at the Reading Convention Center, and I proclaimed that there would be a sea change. And as it turned out, that did happen. And about 28 businesses that I predicted would go out of business went out of business. So this is not a, you know, your typical customer service course. This is the material that's coming out of my book in September, and it's really going to help Reading companies learn the latest and the greatest in terms of skills to survive in the down economy.
And your book?
The Innovation Playbook. And you can get a little more information about that at theinnovationplaybook.com. The actual book itself won't be out until September, but there is some information online. And it's I just really think that for Reading, I would love to see my hometown get the benefits of this great material.
Well, you know, we need, as you know, we've been talking about how to innovate business here in Reading, how to bring it here. So, you know, it's even more important to keep the businesses here as healthy as possible during this time frame.
Absolutely. I mean, I can remember the craft store over on Dana. And I was, you know, I just saw that when Michaels came in, it was going to clean their clock, and it did. And we are seeing a lot more of those same scenarios play out. You know, unfortunately, a lot of companies in Reading don't realize that they do need to understand social and digital media. This is an important aspect. You know, a lot of people don't realize that even if you're a camera shop, if you're a small restaurant, it doesn't matter what kind of business you are, you need to understand digital media. You need to understand what the new rules of the roads are. And what's fun about this, we're going to be videotaping. We have a whole film crew there, and we're going to be videotaping my 2010 speaking reel. So it's going to be kind of an exciting time. There's going to be a lot of interesting people there, and it's also going to be, I think, pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, I'd like to offer you on Tuesday. You're going to be meeting with everybody on Wednesday, I believe, right?
Yes, right.
I'd like to offer you Tuesday at 7:30. Come in, and let's talk about this for an extended period of time, for at least a half an hour. If you can make
it.
Okay, well, let's plan on that. But you come in Tuesday, and we can talk about that. I believe this is important enough that we need to address this and spend a little more time to for our businesses. Give us a little time to push it out to the people, too.
That's perfect. I really appreciate it.
All right,
well,
Nick,
we appreciate what you're doing, Nicholas, and we appreciate what you did when you were on the, you know, when you came on the show before. We need innovation. We need new ideas, and we need to survive in this economy until it starts turning around. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, thanks a lot, and we will see you Tuesday morning at 7:30.
That sounds great. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick.
Hey, look, this is Carl and the Bot. We're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we come back...
When we come back, we have another one of the famous Dean Martin Gold Diggers, former Dean Martin Gold Diggers. It's somebody that we're going to be performing with this weekend who's a Chicago native, and she's calling in. So hang in there. We'll be back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're having a great day here. We're having the Gold Digger Reunion. Almost. It's Gold Digger Reunion light because they're calling in and it's great.
That's like beer light. Gold Digger. I haven't heard that one before. Good morning, and I would like to introduce to you, first of all, our many listeners, and for those of you who are streaming on KCNR 1460.com. That's right, we're streaming across the globe. So hopefully you've got people. We've got Joyce, who is a native of Chicago, who also lives in Southern California, a wonderful, wonderful jazz singer, and has had quite the experience in her life traveling the globe. And I don't know how many years, Joyce, you were with the Gold Diggers. But good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Linda.
How are
good
you?
Good morning, Carol.
Listen
morning.
To that wonderful voice. Say it again.
Good morning.
You know, I'm really going to enjoy the reunion.
Oh, you are, Carol. And so are we. We're all looking so forward.
Yeah. Joyce is also a wonderful musician, plays a lot of piano, and I just can't wait. I think we're all going to, he's going to be overloaded. And on the other line is my very good and dear friend. We actually joined the group at the same time. She's has another, all these girls have got this incredible history. She's been in 4 Broadway shows. She sang with Perry Como. The list goes on. I know she was with the Gold Diggers for 13 years, and my good friend Marie Peck. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. How you doing, my friend?
I can tell my girlfriends. I'm
up with coffee in me, as promised. So.
This was.
So I can be semi-coherent.
Yes, you are.
Big step, huh, Marie?
Yeah, she knows I'm not an early riser. Like that's not the one of my fortes here. So.
Well, we know that when we have to do something, we do it, and we've roomed together for years. And when you got to be up and beyond, you go. So.
Oh yeah.
So, Joyce, let's go. Let's start off with you, Joyce. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing right now. Let's start with the year that you joined the Gold Diggers and how many years you were with the group.
Well, I actually did my audition toward 75, and I joined the group in 76.
Okay.
And my first job was actually in March of 1976, and I stayed with the group. I decided to quit the group, although I loved every minute of it, in 1979.
Great.
I just decided it was time for me to go solo.
And so you are a native of Chicago.
A native of Chicago, born and raised, and I still consider it home in some ways, although L.A.'s been home for many years, a real home now.
Yeah, but your email has always been, go Cubs.
Oh, and still am. I sang the anthem for the Cubs twice at Wrigley.
Really?
And so one of these years, we're going to win that series again. 1908 was a really long time ago. We Cub fans are diehard.
Are you? What do you think the chances are this year?
Oh, well, there's always a chance.
At the beginning of the season, you guys are champions.
Well, you know what? Let's hope it stays that way.
And Joyce, you've done several albums, and you're singing jazz. I get wonderful notifications from you. What are you currently doing?
I have a new CD out that is on CD Baby. You can get it actually through my website as well. And that was really a labor of love because although this is a jazz-oriented CD, it's Good Morning Lord. Say first every morning before I say good morning to anyone. And a lot of the songs on the CD are songs that I've written. Both labor of love because, it's to me, my music is a gift back to God in a special way, buying a CD to the Lord.
Wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to having you be part of, when I say we're looking forward, Carl and I are looking forward to meeting, having him meet everybody. And what this experience is going to be for all of us to come together again and reminisce. There's been a lot of power. And one of the things that Patty said this morning that was really important was, all of these girls, the 7 of us that are coming together, of what people have done past the Gold Diggers, how it was such a wonderful launching board for us to be not just involved with our careers, but just really get involved with community. And we didn't realize it at the time, being so young, what it really fed us. It was a great education. And next, let's go to Marie.
Hi.
Hi. Well, gosh, I know I said that you'd been 4 Broadway shows, and you were with the group for many, many years.
Well, actually, let me correct that. 1 show on Broadway, but I did lots of Broadway-style musicals. I did 1 tour with Bobby Morris that was just a West Coast tour for the production Sugar, and I did several productions of Oklahoma. And various traveling companies around, and so. I spent the majority of my career time was spent with Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers, So.
Right, and then you also, I also said you work with Perry Como. What we're trying to do is figure out here, I want to take you on the other side of the break. Both of you can hold on, but we do have to take a hard break. It's, we're rolling on. We're going to go through the break here. Okay, we decided we're going to kick Fox off because, you know what, for right now, this is really important for us.
This is more important.
Yes. Okay. I have to tell you, this is the first time that we have kicked off Fox because this is more important. Anyway,
we've missed Fox a couple of times, yeah, but that wasn't our fault.
Yeah, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, and with us right now is Joyce Garrow and Marie Peck, and right now we're conversing with Marie. We're talking about the history of...
In case they don't know, though, this is... The Gold Diggers are having a reunion. Dean Martin Gold Diggers are having a reunion this weekend in Palm Springs. It's going to be a night where they reminisce about the good days and how they all met and the things they've done since then, and they're going to also perform a song. So all the ladies are calling in today to kind of say hello, to catch up, and to let Redding and our audience kind of get to know the girls.
Okay, well let's ask a question.
I shouldn't say girls, but it's kind of we're always girls.
We're girls at heart.
When you see you all, it's the girls.
You know, everybody's calling in and asking questions, but you know that what they want to do is there's an email here that's come in and say, tell Marie, we'll start with you. Tell us your favorite. If you could think of one favorite moment of you with Dean Martin, what would that be?
Oh gosh, truly, with Dean, my favorite moments were backstage before the show, because we would all go backstage and see him before the shows would begin, and he expected it. He looked forward to it, just as we did, and we'd give each other hugs and say good show, and he was just such a sweetheart of a man, and anything that was going on in our lives, any situations, any problems, he was just there saying, you need anything, I'm here for you, and It was just a wonderful time. I really cherish that. One time I was running late and I didn't get backstage, and he stuck his head in the wings. I'm singing a solo, a very quiet little solo, and I hear this, "Hey, where were you?" You know, hollering at me from the wings. But it was just having those moments and those times. You know, it was very special to me. Very special.
So, you know, people, you know, what's great about radio is that people really need to have their visual. Hey, Joyce, do you have a moment for us?
I do. I'm awake.
Why don't you share with us maybe one of your favorite, our listeners and our emails are coming in about, have the girls share, you know, give us a one-time memory that you can just give a quick a visual. Yeah.
I do have a few, and one that stands out in my mind is performing in Chicago at the Sabre Room, and we were actually doing our Frank and Dean tour, performing there, and my grandmother had made these, being Italian, I'm all Italian, had made these very special cookies called Pizzelle cookies, and he had made some. She said, you have to bring these to Dean, so I did bring him these cookies, and one evening, performing in Chicago, there's a knock on the dressing room door, and they said, Joyce, there's a fella here to see you. And I thought to myself, oh, no, what guys from the neighborhood snuck backstage to get in to knock on the door? And so I said, okay, so I went, and sure enough, it was Dean, dressing room door, thanking me for the cookies.
Oh.
And I just was so, he was such a real person.
Yeah.
He was just so, the kind of, he was just great. I want to say, like, Uncle Dean sometimes, but I would never want to make him feel old.
He really was a gentleman.
You know, I hate to do this, ladies, but we do have to take a break here. So this is Colin the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guests today are the Gold Diggers. They're calling in two by two until we get through all the girls.
The former Dean Martin Gold Diggers.
The former Dean Martin Gold Diggers, that's right, because people might just think, whoa.
Yeah, Gold Diggers, because I'd love to be introduced at a dinner party, girls. Don't you remember that? Hey, she was a Gold Digger. What's the weather like?
Today, the weather's going to be mostly sunny. It's going to get up about 68 today, so it's not as warm as yesterday. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. What a great place to go to. What great food. What great ambiance. 12 miles outside of Palo Cedro, and it is the place to go.
So this is a very special morning, as we said. And for those of you who are streaming, KCNR1460.com, we are up and live. You may go to Free Fire Radio, which when you go to the picture of Carl and I, click on that, and you'll see pictures of the gold diggers before and after. There should be a bunch of different pictures in there. Hopefully they got online. But right now we have two of the former Dean Martin Golders, Joyce Garrow and Marie Peck, on the line. And we were asking some of their favorite moments. And girls, I'm looking forward to this Saturday night. Any last closing thoughts on either one of your ends of what you guys think?
I would really like to, first of all, tell Reading how lucky they are to have Carl and Linda Vaught, because they're wonderful, sweet, great human beings, and I am so looking forward to spending time with my girlfriends this weekend. And Linda doesn't get to talk about all this, but she's a wonderful talent too, as you all probably know up there. So it's going to be a great time and great fun. If you happen to be in the neighborhood, come on by. We'd love to have you.
That's great.
And I would like to thank Linda, all the service you do for our veterans and all your contributions to
Absolutely.
Our veterans. That's a something that's very, very dear to my heart. I have done many performances for the VA hospitals, and I'm actually a part of a USO show these days. And we show all around. We were performing at our American League. Thank you for all that you contribute.
Well, you know, thank you for that. You know, I mean,
this is a love fest.
It's an honor always to serve this country. But to hear that you go out and with the USO, and I know, Marie, I know that you also do many things for veterans. It's kind of maybe it was just indicative of the era and the people that
Marie
that
flies
you do
her
so
flag
much.
High.
Right.
Well, an Orange County gal.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, you guys. Thank you so much, and we're going to have Robin and Maria Elena and Linda on after this. Love you guys, and we'll see you in a few.
Love you too, Linda.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care, you guys.
And love you too, Carl. Look forward to meeting you, and Linda can't wait to see you.
Same
big
here.
Big hugs all around. You too, Marie Peck.
I think we just lost Marie.
All right, take care.
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay,
thank you. Well, that was, you know, sweet, sweet ladies. We're going to take another break here and get back on track. And we've got, I guess, two or three more. And
yep.
there's some other things going along too. We're also Rob Burrows, who's heading up who is the president, the head curator. He opens the doors. He stacks the things for the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum is going to be here today, because we want to talk about the Boondocker Ball that's going to happen Saturday night. But also, we're going to talk about the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans.
And we have some ticket giveaways.
Which is
giveaways.
Happening that day. That's right. We're also giving away tickets to the Home and Garden Show.
And a barbecue tomorrow, that drive-through fabulous tri-tip barbecue. I've got two tickets, but not till the 8 o'clock hour. Be listening to KCNR1460.com. We're streaming. And if you have any emails for the girls, email me at linda@kcnr1460.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. This is Carl and Linda Vaught, KCNR, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Vaught. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our email is linda@kcnr1460.com. Our guest today are Dean Martin's Gold Diggers. They're getting ready to have a reunion, and they've been calling in this morning, and I have just been having a great time. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Espresso Joe's, a place to get your cafe of choice. What a great place. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's a great day. Now, usually, you know, we're on fire talking about, you know, what's happening with the local politics or you know, whatever, what's happening in world events, and we're all fired up. But we're fired up on a different level this morning.
This is a little day of love.
And it's a fired up day of love. We've got seven of the girls that are including myself, that will be in Palm Springs this weekend performing for a special Gold Digger reunion. It's going to be in Palm Desert, actually. And on the phone with us are two of the former Dean Martin Gold Diggers. We have Maria Elena Riccio and Robin. Are you going by Robin Whatley?
Yeah.
Robin Watley Kahn or Robin Watley?
You can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
This is Maria.
Yes.
Okay, you're using my full name. Why don't you just use my maiden name, too, Maria Elena Alberici Riccio.
Okay.
Actually, an agent has me, I've been using for 20 years Maria Lauren, Miss Girlfriend. All my girlfriends still call me Maria Elena. But basically, I'm with the Screen Actors Guild for over 20 years, 30 years. Hey, who's counting? As Maria Lauren,
okay.
L-A-U-R-E-N.
Okay, Maria Lauren. It's so hard for me. It would be like calling your sister. If your sister was Katie and she wants to be called Kathleen, you know, you still have this thing locked in that's Katie. But anyway,
it wasn't my choice. It was the agent.
Okay,
you know, they're like, and when you start going out for Spanish-speaking parts, because my name is Maria Elena, named after the song, then you start thinking that maybe your agent is right, especially when you don't speak Spanish.
All right, Maria Loren. So we have Maria Loren, and let's start off with, well, Maria, we'll start with you, and we'll talk, if you don't mind, share with our listeners when you join the group. And, of course, because we're under a time constraint, we're going to ask about when you joined the group, what you've been doing, and a favorite Dean. And if you guys want to interact, that's fine. And Robin will go the same with you.
Okay.
So
okay,
let's start with you, Maria.
Robin, me? Okay. I joined in 1973, the Dean Martin Comedy Hour. Worked with Dean and a lot of the country artists at the time. And we also performed internationally and was with the group
for that Dean's last performance and on. We worked together. Even after we stopped working with Dean in Vegas. And Linda, I remember you and I backstage as Dean was getting older, and we thought, oh, gosh, we'd hear the orchestra doing the overture, and we think, oh, this is so wonderful. How long is this going to last? And, you know, just Robin, if you remember, just holding hands and praying together, that's my favorite moment. Of course, seeing Dean before the show and hearing how he was doing and, you know, sharing even sadness with the death of his son. All that's in a book that my sister and I are writing, and it's called Beyond Our Wildest Dreams, because we did live life beyond our wildest dreams. We all did.
It's true. It's true. And, Robin, we'll just go back and forth.
I remember, Linda, when you joined the group, you were only 19.
Yes, I was 19. And you were my idol. Or you still are my idol, because
I was your older idol. I was 10 years older than you, but you were so cute. You had this amazing, powerful voice, and you just hit the stage running. I'll tell you.
Well,
Maria Elena, you're so right. I mean, there's just so many memories, because all of us became really dear friends because we were traveling on the road so much together, and we became absolutely family.
Well, now
I remember a lot of the massages before we would go on stage. We'd give Dean his massage to get him on stage in good form.
And remember, you've got two boys.
Stand in line
you
before
got.
We went on just
well,
massaging
that's
each other.
The shoulder neck massages.
I mean, you had two boys in the room. They're like, whoa.
I don't want people to think we're having orgies.
Oh boy!
You know, it's Carl and
here, hey, Carl.
Hi, ladies. And I know you all through Linda, so, you know, all these stories. But one of the things that's always struck me is here are seven dynamic, talented women, and all of you all are, I mean, let's face it, you know, there's some type A personalities here that all of you, for all these years, have gotten along so well. And just like a family, I've never heard any cross words or anything you know, that's said that's been not nice. And you don't even hear that in real families.
Well, we're like sisters. We really are. And you haven't been around us that long, Carl.
But we don't all live together, Carl.
Well,
I live in Greece.
That's true.
We pretty much, you know, we're friends and we're sisters. And, you know, we speak our mind. But then we never drop that love that we have for each other, because true friends and true sisters will speak their mind to each other and love each other unconditionally.
And well, Carl was going to get a chance to really, I'm so excited for him to make this trip. where he's going to get to see just this wonderful group of people and the reminiscing and the talent. But Robin, you win the...
Yeah, because all of our husbands and boyfriends and whatever are going to be invited with us. And so that's going to be an amazing weekend coming up on March 27th.
Right, exactly.
And it's going to be so much fun to see you all, but we're going to be able to sing together at the end of the show. And it's just going to be really fun.
Okay, we're going to
anyone watching.
We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, Robin, I want to ask you, let's share with our listeners, because we have people from all over the globe that are tuned into KCNR1460.com that are listening today. Tell us about where you're living now and some of your journeys to get there. This is Carl and Linda Vaught here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
As hard as...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Vaught, KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio. We're trying to see who we still have left on the line there. Who do we have? Both lines dropped. Okay, ladies, I hope they will call back in. So what I see here happening this weekend is never will so few men carry so many bags for such a short period of time.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry that somehow that they all dropped
off.
Yeah,
I guess we dropped a lot. Somehow, I don't know how it happened, but, you know. So.
That's okay. While we're waiting, because I know they're going to call back, and because they're all, hopefully they're going to call. Here they come. They're start calling back now. And
I feel like we're doing
girls
a live
are
auction.
Not going to be cut
Make
off.
Calls,
girls are
calls.
Not going to be cut off from talking about the gold diggers.
Right.
Now, one of the things I did want to say is this. I don't know about the other husbands or other boyfriends, but if they are moving as much luggage as I am.
Would you stop it on the luggage already? We're also going to take your golf bags and...
You're going to take
one golf bag.
You know,
we're going to schlep your golf bags.
One golf bag, one pair of shoes.
That equates to my bag of shoes. So let's just stop it already. Anyway, we're taking your emails at linda@kcnr1460.com. If you have a question for the gold diggers, we're going to get back on the line.
Okay, what happened was Maria had to disconnect, and that caused the line to go busy. And so Robin had to disconnect because she was getting a busy signal in her ear because of the crosspatch. But anyway, we have now Robin and Linda on the line.
I'm back.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay, well, let's go back. Linda, welcome.
Hi, I couldn't get through. I've been getting busy signals.
Oh, okay. And we had, I think what we had is... We can only do two lines at a time, and I think that was the confusion because I had certain people scheduled at a time, and somebody else called in and got in there. So we'll probably end up with Maria closing it up. So what we're going to do is welcome Linda Eichberg. Good morning, Linda.
Hi. Hey, Linda.
And Linda and Maria, the girl that was on earlier, are sisters, and they performed many, many years with Dean. But before we went to break, we were talking with Robin, and Robin, you're coming... You are going to be there all the way from Greece.
I did. I just arrived last night, and that's why I sound like I'm in a barrel right now. I'm still so tired. But, yeah, my husband and I live in Greece on a little tiny island called Ikaria. And actually, it's just been named the land of longevity. So who knows? Maybe we'll live in to be our hundreds also. A lot of these people that live there are 105, 107, still do all their work and everything. So it's a little change from wearing my sparkly outfits when I was a gold digger, that's for sure.
Hey Robin, when we get together, I'd like to talk to you about the diet they eat, because I understand it's a really great diet, which helps their longevity.
Oh, the Mediterranean diet, absolutely, yeah. And we pick our own olives, because our house is an old 150-year-old rock house, a stone house. And it's surrounded by olive groves. And so this year was the first time we went out and picked the olives and, you know, have our own olive oil and everything. So, yeah, it's really different and lots of fun.
And through your years being in the entertainment world and then being with Dean, how many years were you with Dean?
12 years.
Okay. And then you got into healing and photography and body work, and you've recently done something that you're going to be bringing to the Palm Springs area and doing a class for several women in healing called Body Talk. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I've actually, you know how I used to always do all the massages on everybody, right? That's what I started out in, was as a massage therapist. and then one thing leads to another. And about almost a decade ago, I found a system called Body Talk, and it was put together by an Australian doctor, and I've specialized in it, and I've done all the courses to become an instructor. And so I've taught in Ireland, Scotland, the Caribbean, Greece, all over the world, actually. And when we are there on March 27th in Palm Desert, that's the reason I flew all the way over, is to do the Gold Digger show, the reunion show, the former Gold Digger reunion show, on March 27th. And then I'm going to have a class there in Palm Desert on the 10th. And it's a one-day class. It's only 6 hours. And there's techniques, five techniques, that'll help about 50 to 60% of everyday health challenges with people. And the testimonials are phenomenal. So, yeah, I'm going to try it out on all of you guys, and love to have everybody that's interested come in and get more information from me.
I'm hoping I can take the class. I mean, that will be Pilates classes.
I can't hear whoever that was.
That's Linda.
Linda.
Yeah, it's Linda, and we're having trouble with that second line. And Bob, our engineer, is shaking his head saying it's hard sometimes when we have two lines live at the same time. So, Robin, thank you so much. What we're going to do now is I think we're going to say farewell and welcome, and so glad that you're...
I'll see you soon, girlfriends.
Can't wait. We're talking about Robin Whatley here, one of the former Dean Martin Gold Diggers, and you can go online at freefireradio.com and see pictures right now. And so, thank you, Robin. We're going to take Linda.
Linda. Bye, Carl. See you soon.
You bet, Robin.
Bye.
So, Linda, let's talk about, how many years you were with the Gold Diggers, and you joined, maybe Maria will be calling back in now, and she'll have a free line. So Linda, tell us about your experience about joining up with Dean. Linda?
Hello, Linda? Okay.
Okay, guys. Oh, well, you know what?
Anytime you try to, organize a number of people calling in, you're going to have, so that's okay.
We're doing the cross call here,
yeah.
So there they go. You know what? We're just taking this moment because everybody, it was a job to try to get seven girls to call in and try to get them incremented. And some people call in early. Once they call in early, then that locks that line in. So just so you know. We have some special guests that are going to be coming in tomorrow as we take off on our trip and our trek. We've got Sharon and Jerry. They're going to be hosting. I will tell you a little bit about that. Sharon's the owner of Home Helpers, and Jerry Clark, owner of NorCal Resort. They're going to be doing the best, they said, of course, to fill our shoes, but that'll be no problem because you'll get to see that they've got great personalities. Sharon is the CEO of a successful home care agency, where she goes into people's background and marketing, and she started her own company in 2004 and still full of the American dream and entrepreneurial spirit.
She and Jerry are going to be talking about a number of things tomorrow, and we can't wait for that. And then Friday we have Mark Beecham, who's going to have, he's got a guest from far, far away to be talking that has had a direct impact on the people of Reading. The phones are still coming back. And some of the things that we're going to be talking about in the next hour, of course, we'll have the girls back on as they continue to call. And in fact, we still have one. Is Linda back on?
I'm here.
Oh,
hey.
Linda, I'm
Can
sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we are. Thank you very much. So we're back. Linda Eichberg. Okay, we started to talk about your years with Dean and when you started with the group and what you're doing now.
Well, I started in 1973, and I continued till 1978, and I took a few years off to do a sister act with Maria, who you spoke to earlier, and we had a ball performing as an opening act around the world as a sister act, and then the opportunity came again where they needed another two girls, and we came back into the group and continued till Dean retired. So that was a lot of years. I can't even count how many years that is.
Well, Linda, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have to...
A couple of decades.
Hold on, Linda. We've got to take a break. We'll take you on the other side of the news, and then Maria's going to be on the phone. So
let's
stand with us. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, Clearly News Talk Radio. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding. Oh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming all over the world. Our guest today, Dean Martin, former Gold Diggers. They've been calling in, and it's time for Carl to get out of the way.
Well, we've already heard from Marie Peck, and we started with Patty Grabeau, who's spearheading this whole event that we're doing down in Palm Springs. Many of you have asked what we're doing, and so we have a wonderful reunion. It's the former Dean Martin Gold Diggers down in Palm Springs this weekend, and you can go on our Free Fire Radio website, see some pictures that Linda so graciously put together. Those are wonderful. By the way, on the phone right now, we have Linda Eichberg, and thank you, Maria Lauren, for calling back.
Thank you.
And what you will see with some pictures here, these are two beautiful sisters who have just a history in their own right. The Alberizzi sisters traveled around the world with their own act and then joined the group in 1973. Welcome back, Maria and Linda.
Linda, hi.
So where do we start from here? Why don't you guys just tell us what you write?
Linda talk, because I talked to
Linda. Well, we were talking about the fact that you joined the group in 73. We had to take a break. And then let's go with, didn't you go back with your the sisters started with an act and
right.
You started touring again?
My sisters, and we became so successful, we took our third sister act, and that was even a better fit. Well, love the whole sister.
And it was great. It was
now
an extension.
And then we also did imitation great sister group. At one point, all three of us were also in the Gold Diggers. We were half the Gold Diggers at one time.
That's great. And there was a time when we all got together and did an act with Peggy Gold, who's not with us this morning, meaning that she's on her way to Florida and unfortunately can't join us this weekend. But many of the people up here in the North State did see her in Martinis with Santa. She came up and did a very wonderful performance, and people still say, "Where's Peggy?" You know,
yeah, I heard it was fabulous. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was great. Wow. It was a success, and thanks to many people in the community helped put this thing together. But we have the four of us, Maria, Linda, and myself and Peggy, had later on put together a former Dean Martin kind of Gold Digger show that was called Showstoppers, and we did that for about a year and a half and had
it
some...
It was called Showstoppers because we were so lucky to perform with Showstoppers. You know, show business will never be the same. These stars that we performed with had such longevity in the business. They were multi-talented, and to be in their presence and to feel the charisma that they had on stage and just how they were genuine people off stage, it's all in our book, but we were very blessed to be a part of that, and so that was what the show was about. That's why we called it Showstoppers. We just made tribute to these great stars, and they even called us the Gold Diggers in 2005. I just was looking over some information, a letter from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Theater at the Screen Actors Guild retirement home. They have a big theater there, and remember we were doing question and answer and videotaping there, Linda?
Yes, I have that spot up on YouTube.
Yes.
It's you and me and you and me and Linda doing the Andrew sisters. So, if you go to Linda Bott, you'll see the segment
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Hey, now Maria and Linda, we've got to take a quick break here, so don't hang up. But when we come back, I want to ask you what your favorite memory is of Linda Bott.
Oh.
Or Linda, Linda Snook, or whatever you knew her as back then, you know, because and share that with our listeners, because the community loves Linda. This is Carl and the Bot. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, clearly news talk radio. And what an appropriate bump to come back in about my girls. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Today's weather is going to be sunny, About 61 today. It's going to be a nice day. The weather's always brought to you by Insomo Vineyards. A great place to go. Ambiance, wonderful food, great prices, and you're never going to be sorry that you ever visited out there. Our guests today are the former D. Martin Gold Diggers. They're all calling in, and they've been discussing what it was like to be with Dean, what it was like to be a gold digger, and that they're having a reunion this weekend in Palm Desert, and they're going to get together. They're gonna share experiences. They've all got, like, DVDs of what they've been doing for the past, oh, 2 or 3 years of their, you know, since they're all so young, so they don't have a lot of things going there. And then they're going to perform right there in Palm Desert. And what a great opportunity for me to meet Linda's sisters. So good morning, Marie and Linda.
Hello.
Good morning.
So, good morning again.
Yeah.
Can you give us just one story about Linda? I know that she was the last one to join the group.
Well, who should start? Linda, you start. And she was, she was the youngest one in our group. Kept us young, but go ahead, Linda.
Well, yeah, I used to have the distinction of being the youngest one until Linda came in the group. She took over that title, but I remember the first time I met her, she had been in the group while Marie and I were taking our absence and doing our sister act, and then she did her own show and became very successful, and I took her place, or Maria did, and when I got pregnant with my daughter Lindsay in 1988, I made some recordings and notes for Linda. She was going to take my place during my pregnancy. And it was just a simple thing. I just thought it was professional to give her tapes of the show and to help her get back in. And she was just so gracious and appreciative. I just never forgot that.
She's very classy, all the way,
Linda.
Yeah, we don't have any dirt on her. Sorry, Carl.
Unfortunately, no.
I wouldn't expect there to be dirt. I would not dare expect to be dirt
bad.
on my darling.
If that's what you're looking for.
No, I would never.
She did fall, and she got a little dirty.
Oh.
You guys. She enjoyed a good laugh, yeah.
Is this?
That's a good thing.
But thank you so much, you guys. That's, you know, Carl's really made me over here, you know, turn red, and I really appreciate it. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We are on the phone with two of the former Dean Martin Goldiggers, wonderful sisters, Maria Lauren and Linda Eichberg. And this weekend, you know, we promised our listeners that they could get a little insight of what's happening with this weekend, where the girls have gone, what they're doing. They do have a new book coming up. But before we go there, we've had emails that come in, and everybody, because nostalgia is so important, people love the Rat Pack. They love Dean, Frank, Sammy, all those guys, and we were so lucky to work with the legendary Dean Martin. So, Maria, can we close with you and ask what one of your favorite memories is of Dean?
There are so many memories throughout the years, 1973 till we worked with him in Vegas, you know, into the early 90s. He was just, to sum it up, a genuine guy that became part of our family, where we were a part of his family. Working, of course, with Frank and Dean, and that was probably a fantastic tour that Linda and I had the pleasure of working with, and even Sammy came over to the apartment sometimes.
How
and
about when
so
Dean told us about
being in
the
presence
true
of
story
of
Frank,
and it was a great experience.
Okay, Linda, you were saying something.
I was just thinking of a specific story when we were on the tour with Frank and Dean. I think that having the ladies around made them behave. They later did a tour without us, so they made an attempt, but I think the first week Dean walked off.
I heard about that.
Well, you know, he did have a bladder infection, but he told me on the side, he said, I'm not going to let Frank tell me what to do.
Well, did you remember the time, and were you guys on that tour when Frank was on stage and Dean took the microphone and put it in the toilet and flushed it backstage?
No.
In the middle of Frank's ballad? Did you hear about that?
Crazy, absolutely crazy. They were just like Maria and I. They were like brothers. and they had this love-hate relationship going and this little bit of an ego thing going, but the love was definitely there. And I think Dean was the only person who could stand on stage with Frank and be,
They were so well together. They were the yin and the yang.
The inner power. He had what Frank had, and there weren't many people that Frank could relate to because he was he had strong inner power. People said the power that radiated out of his eyes when they saw him was unbelievable. He did have a presence about him, and there were few people that could share the stage with Frank.
But Dean had the swagger.
Yes, Dean had the
swagger. He definitely had the swagger.
And
he just had to walk out on stage, and there was nobody that could come up to him with his charisma.
Thank you so much, girls. Thank you for the Alberici sisters, Maria Lauren and Linda Eichberg. And let's thank the other girls. We've had Joyce Garrow. We've had Patty Grabeau. We've had Marie Peck and Robin Watley. We're all looking so forward for our Gold Digger Performance Reunion in Palm Springs this weekend. Our memories with Dean Martin, as promised. We have had an hour or so of conversation with the former Dean Martin Gold Diggers. How'd that go, Carl?
You know what? I am enthralled every time I get to hear him on the phone or watch y'all entertain from the tapes, the DVDs. But I'm really looking forward to this weekend, so I get to meet the ladies.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to meet you.
Thanks, girls. And so we got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Take care, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly News. You better start turning us down here a little bit now that we've gotten everybody off the phones.
Yeah, you can hear a swallow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. Breathing hard here. Okay. Hey.
Welcome Darth back. Vader.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, that was a great... Okay, got it.
Okay,
that's because we have Senior Chief Rob Burrows just walked in. He swaggered into the studio and plopped himself down on the on our plush seating arrangements we have here.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. Said that you were listening to the show before you came in, and I said, that's live radio for you, baby. So at least it didn't happen when you were on stage. I said, oh, no, that stuff happens on stage.
Exactly.
You just have to be ready. Speaking of being on stage this weekend, let's first of all start off with the Boondocker Ball. Tell us what's going on this weekend, because people need to know about this spectacular event.
Well, we're very fortunate. This Saturday night, we're going to have our second annual Boondocker Ball. It's a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Starts at 5:30 in the evening with our mixer. And then at 6:30, the evening begins. And so we're going to have the Straight Ahead Big Band will be there, a 19-piece orchestra doing 40-style USO music. And it's just going to be a great night. We're going to have a dance contest. We'll even have a couple of exhibitors come in and do some dance exhibiting for us. And then we'll have also a costume contest. So anybody that's coming in, they can dress in a 40-style. And then there'll be awards for our dance winners and our costume winners.
Great, and I also, we went last year, and we can only tell people it is just a fun, fabulous event. Serious people out there just really jitterbugging, and people really dressing in costume. And by the way, if you're looking to find a costume, Karen over at Chameleon Costume will really set you up nicely. And it's very thematic.
And you know, it's not just a... It's not just for people of the World War II era. It's people of all ages.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact, you know, I mean, we got to get that across to everybody, because it's for all veterans. It's
just a great night of retro, going back in, enjoying that era, reliving what they lived at that time frame with the good music, the classic music, just the dress of the time frame, the mood, in the mood, the era. And the great thing about this is all the funds from this event are going to the opening of our new museum location up at the Shasta Lake facility.
Okay, you have some good news about that.
Well, we do. We'll be opening in the fall with Shasta Lake City and the Toyon Wintu Group with a Cultural Resource Center, and then also with the Veterans Museum will be a portion with that. And our portion with that will be American Indian participation in U.S. military history. So We're going to have a nice transition of the Wintu Indians, of where they started, where they came from in this community, and then how our citizens, our Indian citizens in the North State, have played a part in our military history as warriors at home and warriors abroad. And we'll be spotlighting the stories and biographies of our local veterans who are American Indians who served in the North State area, Shasta County, Shasta Lake area. And then our next stage will be the new museum site out at the Reading Airport.
You know, I can't wait to see the groundbreaking on that one. I mean, I know that that's in the future here. But I've seen the plans for it, and they are absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you. We've been working very hard to put this program together. We're working with the city right now to finalize the location out at the airport. So we'll know exactly where we're going to have that piece of property, and then we can go ahead and work with the architects and see exactly how we're going to set the footprint up for our new facilities.
Going back to the Boondocker Ball, can you buy tickets at the door for those? We know that we're Reading. We love Reading. Don't get me wrong. But people do wait to the last minute. So if those people, you know, where do they get tickets? Well, and can you buy them at the door?
Yes, you can buy the tickets at the door. And you can buy tickets if you go to Jones Fort. We have tickets at Jones Fort. We also have tickets at Tobacco and Brew. And if they would like to just meet up with Christine Sullivan over at United Way, Christine Sullivan has the tickets over at United Way also. So she can go ahead and sell the tickets there.
Well, you know, I like the ideas. When it's not just the dancing, you have the dinner. I think there's going to be prizes of different kinds.
Oh, we're going to have a live auction.
Live auctions going on. And I understand that General Patton's going to be there.
That's right. We will have General Patton there also.
And this General Patton is a well-known figure here in town.
He is our mayor, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Mayor Patrick Jones is going to put on the General Patton uniform, and be in control, which is what he really loved to be in this town, but it's difficult to do.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
He'll have as much control there as he does in City Council.
He'll have more control.
Where? At City Council?
No, at the Boondocker Ball.
At the Boondocker Ball. Yeah, is he going to be the guest of honor there?
He will be one of our guest of honors, yes.
Great. So, you know what? You've still got a few tickets left, though.
We do. We do have some more tickets. We sold over 200 seats, and we're expecting to sell the rest of them out between now and Saturday. We have just phones are ringing off the hook, and so, you know, like you said, people are waiting to the last minute. But, you know, we're just very fortunate with this economy that we're able to put on this program, that we're able to have our community involved in this, and that people are coming and being a part of it. And, you know, we're just ecstatic that we're getting the support that we are.
Well, somebody wants to get in touch with, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but if somebody wants to get in touch with you, because we just have 30 seconds left before we take the hard break, for the Veterans Museum, for donations, to get more information, is there a website?
There is. It's NorCalVeteransMuseum.org. And they can go directly to that website, and they'll get all the information that they need on there. And then our phone number for our office also is 223-9327.
223-9327.
And so they can contact the office, which will come directly to me, and I can answer any questions that they might have or take care of any of those issues that they might be concerned with.
Because you do it all.
Well, I do a lot of it, but we have a good team.
Hey, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Rob Rose. He's going to continue with us after the break. KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, Linda and I are going to be away from the mic for the next couple of days, next few days. Tomorrow, our place will be taken by Sharon Gabakovitz and her fiancé, Jerry Lake. And
Jerry Clark.
I'm sorry, Jerry Clark. I don't know why I said Lake. Anyway, they're going to come in. They're going to be talking about, you know, they're both successful business people right here in town, and they're going to share their experiences as well as have more than four guests on discussing how to use your website to your advantage, customer service tips, HR advice, and much more. You know, if you have a small business in this town, this is going to be a great show for you to listen to. They're going to have numerous tips, and they are great people. Well, and so just, you know, give yourself some time tomorrow to listen to this show.
And Jerry was also, he served in the United States Navy for 8 years, and he considers himself a devoted patriot.
And he is.
His company employs 15 full and part-time employees.
And Sharon employs over 40 people.
So these are two companies here in the Reading area that are going to be, this is going to be great. So I think they're going to be talking about how small businesses can stay local. In other words, I think one of the things that I really stuck out with a conversation I had with Sharon was, you have a small business, or you have a business, and you always say, shop local, stay local. Well, we have a tendency, I think, we can go get it at Costco, or we can go get it, you know, at a big box store because it's fast, it's convenient. This is where we're, especially in these times, that we really need to start making a list, sitting down and making a list of where we're putting our dollars, where we're buying our things, and see if it takes just a little extra effort to make it local. We need to really focus on making that happen. It's like changing a habit. You can do it.
You know, it's one of the things, if you've listened to our show, and many, many of you have, and everybody is saying the same thing, gosh, you guys support the veterans, and you support the small businesses. Yeah, because it's the thing to do. You know, if we're going to make Reading survive and thrive, we have got to make the effort to support our small businesses here, our neighbors, our community. It's a proven fact that the money stays in the community. Yeah, it stays in the community. It goes out there to repair those roads, to keep that sheriff, that extra sheriff on out there, and you're in the middle of Shingletown trying to get a sheriff. If, you know, we keep these businesses going, you can do that. I know that we talk about it all the time. We bring people on all the time. We showcase these small businesses because it's what we believe in. And, of course, the other effort we have, the other wonderful group of people that we are proud to support are the veterans. And one of whom is sitting here, Senior Chief Rob Burles.
Good morning again.
Who had the pleasure of serving in Al Anbar Province, the Wild West, with me.
It was wild, all right. You're lucky to come home every night.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Rob was out on the roads many more times than I was. So, and anybody that was out there knows what a sardine feels like driving down the road because you're in a tin can waiting for somebody to open you up.
That's exactly right.
Just hoping you weren't bought that day.
Hey, speaking of that, you know, being on the road like that and dealing with PTSD and all of the things that go along with that, especially not just from this war time frame, but from the previous war time frames, one of the great things that we're looking at with this museum process is as we put this forward and we're bringing veterans together and we're bringing families together, and families are bringing their items out of the closets and going through the memorabilia of their fathers and grandfathers and uncles and brothers who have passed or have been given things and are just now bringing them out. It's helping to heal, helping with this healing process. These things are floating to the surface, and people, they're not so much having to deal with them as much as they are choosing to deal with them. And so by us bringing this museum process, this museum program, it's not just going to be a building filled with items. It's going to be a building filled with memories and feelings, and it's going to be a healing process. And we've already noticed as we've been bringing these veterans together from the Vietnam and World War II and Korea, and even our local returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, that it's becoming a place where they can come and they talk. They run into a guy, hey, I served during this time. You know what? I served during that time frame too, in 1968, something or other. And they were two camps away from each other, or one was running aircraft and the other was running security or whatever else. But we're finding these guys are having a chance to talk to each other. Well, they might have lived in the same community for years and never knew that this other individual served just down the road or just a couple miles from where they served. And so it's allowing them to come together and talk and to get these buried memories and hurts and healings back out in the open so they can deal with them and get on with their lives.
Well, we were in the same camp in Fallujah for a year we probably met. In fact, you remember, you know, at a couple of the meetings we were at.
Right, I saw you at one of the convoy conferences.
But we didn't know that until we ran into each other back here in Reading, of all places. I mean, you expected to come back to Reading. I had no idea where Reading was, and here I am.
Exactly.
So, okay, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but you all are a total, and you just got your IRS, so now you're a total tax deductible.
That's correct. Yesterday we received our 1023 IRS tax exemption for the museum.
There you
go. And so now we have our full tax exemption, which puts us in another total category for our grant process and also allows us to be able to start acquisitioning aircraft from the Pensacola Naval Air Station National Museum, the National Archives, and then also we'll be able to start tapping into aircraft and different assets from the Air Force at the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio. So it's
how about some, you know, the Marine Corps has got its own aviation museum too, if you might want to take a look at that.
Well, they do, but Pensacola runs the Marine Corps aviation assets and the Navy assets. So we're tapping into both of those.
So that's because the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy.
Well, they work hand in hand.
Yeah, the men's department. It's Carl and the Bot, Freak Fire Radio. We've got to take a quick break here. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Good morning, Reading. How are you feeling? 324. That means March 24th. Can you believe it? 8:44 in the morning. Friday, our guest is going to be Mark Beecham, and his guests are going to be the famous graduates of local high schools, courtesy of researchers at the Shasta Historical Society, and also why he's going to talk about why people from around the world still flock to Shasta Dam. Also, when can we expect to see the local economy recover, and hear why John Harris filed a complaint with the DA over the Strati property purchased by the city of Reading. So,
and who is John Harris?
Who is John Harris?
And why is he doing this?
I think it's going to be a great show.
And where does John Harris live?
I don't know, but Friday you got to tune in.
Mark's going to be a great host, just like Sharon and Jerry are.
Okay, we've got two tickets right now we're giving away. Give us a call, 605-4567. The first caller gets two tickets. That's March 25th, tomorrow, for the tri-tip sandwich lunch that is going to be on Court Street here. I think it's a drive-through luncheon. This is a benefit for the Child Abuse Prevention Council of Shasta County. Two tickets right here. A lot of fun. It's you can either drive in or dine in. So give us a call here. And that's tomorrow, Thursday, March 25th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 1525 Court Street behind the district attorney's office.
First one that calls gets free tickets. Well, phone line just went off. Okay.
And we have a couple more tickets we're going to be giving away in the next 15 minutes.
That's right.
Got a stack here that's been...
building up.
We've been building up, so...
Okay.
Rob Burrows, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Okay, now Rob's in the CBs, and you know, okay, you guys manned up real well.
We were the men out there.
Ooh.
Okay, if people want to give things, and they're not sure if the stuff they have, the uniforms or papers or just anything they may have gotten from their parents who have passed away, they just need to call you and let you come take a look at it.
That's
right?
Fine. If you'll give me just a second, I'd like to explain all the different items that we're looking for. We're looking for anything that has to do with our military heritage. And it doesn't matter whether it's World War II, World War I, even prior to that, or Vietnam, or even current right now. Papers, letters, uniform items, personal items that they might have had while they served overseas, anything that has to do with trench art or bayonets or medals or flags or ribbons, or if it was a pocket watch that they carried with them while they were overseas. But, you know, all these items are very important, and the reason is because once they get thrown away, they're gone forever, and they're part of our history. But the story is what we're looking for to go with it. It's not so much just to get the item. It's to get the biography, the story, a picture of the individual that served with that particular item so that we can tell the story about the individual. It's really easy to just throw an item on the counter and say this was from that time frame. But when you put a face with it and you put a story and you put a unit behind it and you put a location of where they served and then you show the item that individual has, now you've brought it down to a personal level that this individual served and this was the sacrifice that individual did. And this is where they served, whether it be in the European theater or the Pacific theater, And we all know the conflicts that took place at that time frame. And then to know that that item was carried with them during that conflict and what the outcome of that story was. Did they sacrifice their life in that area? Or did they make it home and did they become a vital part of our community and they've lived right next to us and we just never knew it? And so this is how we can honor those veterans, men and women, who have served and tell their story. Because it's not just about the item, it's about the story.
Yeah, it's the people behind the item.
It's the people. That's what this is all about. That's why we call it the Veterans Museum.
We need to announce that we have
Bob won the tickets, and thank you so much. Hey, at the break, you generously said you were going to donate
two more tickets,
sure.
So
to the Boondocker Ball
so,
this Saturday.
Said, in the next 10 minutes, we got some more tickets to give away. So the first caller, 605-4567, is going to get two tickets for the Boondocker Ball. That's this Saturday. Going to be a phenomenal event. Thanks for the generous donation of those two tickets. By the way, if you're just waking up, it's a beautiful day today. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 68.
Yeah, it's going to be nice today. It wasn't as warm as yesterday. But it's a good day to get up. And if you're just getting up now at 10 till 9, what are you still doing in bed? You know, I remember what it was like at one time in my life to sleep till then. But anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest has been Senior Chief Rob Burles, who is the Chief Curator, the Chief Honcho, the man in charge of the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. Plus, he empties the trash, answers the phones, and will take tickets at the Boondockers Ball. You do it all.
We do it all.
That's right. You do have a great team, and I kid you about
we,
it.
But we do.
But you're the one that started this. You deserve the accolades.
Thank you.
All right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
As hard as it...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And guess what? Got another set of tickets to give away. That's right. It's a big day for you. This is to the Home and Garden Show this weekend down in Anderson. First person to call. Okay, it's a different phone number, 605-4565.
That's our office number.
605-4565. You get a set of tickets to the Home and Garden Show. You know what? This is more tickets we've given away in one day than we have in 3 months.
In a cluster of time, because, you know, this is our Friday.
For us. So, anyway, okay, Rob, we got about 5 or 6 minutes left here. Where do you see the expansion going in the next 1, 2, 3 years?
Well, right now, as soon as we come together with the city and decide on a piece of property out there at the location, then we can go ahead and get together with our architect, get our final footprint down together. And then we'll be looking. The first stage of the museum process is going to be the air park. We're working, with the National Air Museum out of Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida. And we'll have those aircraft coming in. We'll be having put them on pedestals and have them out there as part of the park at the very beginning with a information kiosk. And then from there, the next stage will be the beginning of the museum itself. And we'll have 3 stages in the museum process. We'll have the very beginning building, the first large hangar facility, and then a third large hangar facility. And so we'll build as we get the aircraft that are coming in and be able to meet that need. So it won't be overnight. It's going to be a gradual build, which is fine, but we'll go ahead and go from there. Our focus is Shasta Lake City, and we'll be opened again in October-November timeframe of this year. So we're only 7 months out from that. And it's a great opportunity to be able to serve in the community and to be able to represent all of our veterans and to be able to just be able to bring this organization in and be a vital part of the North State community.
Well, you deserve all the accolades that behind your back, the good things that are said, because not only are you Veteran of the Year, your spirit is so, you come back, not only did you serve our country, you're serving here, our country, and the veterans. And you, Veteran of the Year, that's very beautifully yours, all about you.
One of the things that was really important to me is when we served in Iraq, we served to people that we didn't know. We were out there putting our lives on the line every single day, making things happen in a positive manner, rebuilding that country, re-helping the people. You know, one of the things with the Seabees is our motto is, with compassion for others, we build, we fight for freedom with peace. And when I came back from Iraq, I thought to myself, we worked so hard and did so much for people we didn't even know. Why shouldn't we be doing this in our own community for people that we do know? And so that's why I started putting this process together, because this is how I can serve here in our own home, our own community, and make a difference in our community, because we can. And there's no reason why we shouldn't.
Absolutely. And that's why Redding is such a great community, because they do serve. Let's go to the phones here. Bob, good morning. You're in KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment about what you're saying about being in the next camp. I was in the Navy during Vietnam, and a co-worker here, we were talking, and we were doing a highline transfer January 1st, 1973, in the Gulf of Tonkin. And we were just talking that, you know, he was on one ship, but I was on the other ship. And we just knew about it because we went to general quarters shortly after the highline transfer. So you never know.
Turns out y'all were on the ships that were doing the highline transfer, or on the same ship?
We were on different ships.
But you were doing the highline transfer?
Yeah.
Wow. It is. Isn't it? It's amazing how...
with the coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how small the world is.
Yeah, we both grew up in Southern California, and say we'd be side by side there on January 1st, and then we both worked in the Bay Area, and now here we are, finally met.
Small world.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
That camaraderie, just breaks down so many barriers, and it's very heartwarming when you finally meet somebody that you served with, because all of a sudden the like minds just, they sink. And you know what they experienced, and they know what you experienced. And you don't even have to say a word. It's just a given at that point. And so it's just there's just an unspoken camaraderie there.
Well, you know, and it's hard to equate the same thing, but, you know, combat. But what Linda and her girlfriends, her sisters had in the Gold Diggers, of sharing... When they cannot see each other for years, and when they see each other, they just—it's like yesterday.
We didn't lay our lives on the line. I mean, it's a whole different
thing.
No, I'm
just saying, but
it's a
brothership. And the thing about the military, and you serve, is it cuts through all the bull, and you two and the person you're with automatically have something in common, and you two can talk about it. And that's, you know, I think that's probably one of the best ways of handling, you know, post-traumatic problems, is being with other people, other men and women who have served, and talking about it.
Well, and not only that, but a lot of guys, you know, they do their 4 years and they get out, and then they wish they were back in there. And so when they find somebody else that served during the same time frame, and now they can go right back to that camaraderie that they've been missing since that time frame. Because, you know, you develop those friendships, those relationships, you get yourself buried in what's going on, whatever branch you're in. And when you step away from that, it's like tearing yourself from a different lifestyle. And so when you find somebody else that was doing that, then when you go back and you talk about those different situations, it takes you right back to that situation again, and it helps you to deal with that, good and bad.
It's always a great honor, Rob Burrows, to have you sit in the chair, and thank you so much for what you do here for the North State.
It's my privilege.
Well, as you know, Linda and I won't be here for the next couple of days. Tomorrow, Sharon and Jerry, and then Friday, Mark will be the guest host, and they're going to do a great job. This is Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.